You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Daf Genos Malbar Bechutz. This is a Tachshit. This is an Epsher in a Bedin Tachshit. Because he says, Can you change a love show? Jamek. I can't argue with the women watch tonight. If you don't wear it, he says, if you don't wear it when it's. So it's not a Tachshit. The Mishnah Berurah, that was my understanding from the Mishnah Berurah. A Tachshit has to be wear it for an ornament. You only wear it when you need the key. You only wear it when you need a watch. You can't call it a Tachshit. I'm interested in Shin Aleph. We're not wearing it on the wrist. Mamish, very good mamish. You're wearing it on your wrist. You're wearing a watch. How do we say it? You're wearing a watch. It's a visha mamish. Now, what's his raya? So, Moshe brings a raya that's interesting and surprising. That's one of the reasons I want to learn the shiur. That Moshe brings a raya. And Moshe brings a raya from a Gemara that we study in the sixth parak. He says, if you wear it on your body, it's a visha mamish. A man can go out with a ring that has a chosin. Remember, Rabbi say that if a woman goes out with a ring with a chosin, she's chayedeth. A woman is only a takshit if she wears a ring without a seal. If a woman, a man, to go out with a ring with a seal. Shengel of Isotso. There's no use of carrying if you wear a ring with a seal for a man. What do you use a seal for? To sign a seal. Rav Moshe says, if the seal gets ruined, when we wear it, become a komotar. So Rav Moshe is trying to understand why is for a man, that's what we're going to discuss tonight. Why is it mutter? We said a woman is chayevus. A woman, it's a tachshit. It says ain alechos. For men, it's mutter tabashi yesh alechos.
It shows a certain chashivas.
So Rav Moshe says. So Rav Moshe says mishum. So Rav Moshe, starting the seventh or eighth line, mishum. Rav Moshe says that mishum, since the kivon shual kufa mamish, the ring you're wearing, a ring on your body mamish, who levisha shein bo yisatzah. It's a levisha. There's no carrying. Avsheno tachshit klal. Vikasiyasu letash.
So a woman also is the same story. So, it's also levisha mamish.
But with a woman, it's a tashi. A woman wears a ring without a seal for a tashi.
But it doesn't matter. It's a levisha. It doesn't have to be a tashi.
Well, I say it does. I say it can't be levisha. We'll discuss that. What makes something levisha? The Moshe holds if you wear it on your body mamish, like a watch or like a ring, it's called levisha. So see, but that's hard to understand with Moshe. If I guess Rav Moshe is according to Tzadik Livracha. So why are they wearing it on Shabbos? They can't. Why are they wearing it on Shabbos? It must be a takshit.
That's right.
Yitzvi, maybe it's an honor, it looks chashiv. It must be a takshit. But Moshe says that a ring with a chosin for a man is mut, even though it's not a takshit. So Yeshus, he's wearing it. So why is he wearing it? Why is he wearing it on Shabbos? Why? He's not going to seal anything on Shabbos. See, Bishlam the watch, I know why he's wearing it. I want to tell the time. But this tabashi shachom, so there's no reason to wear it on Shabbos. So my understanding, Ani Akutno, is that it's a takshit. Maybe Yitzvi will say it looks chashiv, it's a signet ring, so it's. It's a sign of importance. It's a tachshit for a man. Rav Moshe insists it's not a tachshit. But yet you're allowed to wear it because you're wearing it on your body. So we don't want to think about the plastic hat that we spoke about last week. We'll speak about that more. So Rav Moshe says, if something is on your guf mamish, it's called wearing, even though it's not a tachshit, and it's equal to a tachshit.
But I don't understand that the woman should be permitted to wear it. She's wearing it too, the same thing on her hand.
You mean, so why is it? Why?
That's the kid. It's called the visha. So it's called visha. Everybody, it's called visha.
No, but women don't wear. Women don't
wear rings. They wear rings. So
they don't wear rings with some seals. So for them, it's not called wearing rings. They don't wear. So you're right. But Tzvi is asking, it's just called wearing it on your body. So what about a woman with a tachshit? She's also wearing it. There's this women don't wear rings with tachshits. But you can't call it a malbush for a woman. A woman, you can't call it a malbush. But for a man, even though it's serving him no purpose, and Rabbi Shalt, it's not a tachshit, it's still mutter.
So he's really saying because they wear it all week. He's saying your svara. They wear it all week. So if they wear it on Shabbos, it's okay.
So we'll see about that. We're going to discuss that.
A wedding. What's a wedding ring then? What's a wedding ring? She wears it day and night.
Tachshit. Beauty.
So how can you say it's not a tachshit? I don't understand. It's not just for beauty. It's an identification.
Man who's wearing a ring with a signet ring, the Moshe holds it's not a tachshit. We'll discuss it. I have maybe a raya that it is. We'll discuss it. I say it is a tachshit. It would be a first of all, the proof is that he's wearing it. If it wouldn't be a tachshit, there'd be no heter. So Tzvi says, well, maybe since he wears it during the week, it's called Levitcha. Even though on Shabbos, it serves no purpose. So Rav Moshe will have difficulty explaining why is he wearing it on Shabbos. He just wears it.
So if this
If there's a pause, could I ask what time the shiur is tomorrow, please?
Good question, Sam.
I'm getting emails from everybody.
Yeah, it's a 9:45, same time.
Okay.
Sleep at the same time.
That's right. I have to answer, I promise.
If you're right, please send it out.
Okay.
Somebody said, if you don't hear from me, it's 8:45, 9:15.
Yeah, Michael said that, but people...
I know.
Thank you. 5 minutes later, I don't remember which way the chazaka goes.
Yeah. So it's we'll keep it 8:45, 9:15.
Excuse the interruption, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for that. I wanted to say that. But once I get focused on this sugya,
yeah. Okay.
We get back to this. Somebody said this morning, now you want to seek him on the whole sixth parak, what's called wearing, what's called carrying. We'll try it. So let's finish with Moshe's Shuv, and then we'll learn Shechad Aruch, and we'll see, we'll look at different things and try to figure this out. Remember that machlokes, how many garments you can wear to save from a fire. So one time it says 18 kelim, b'shabes taf kuf chaf. So one of them is nechshav suda shemitzavaro. It sounds like a scarf, but it's not. Nechshav, it's listed in those 18 shoot sudar, scarf. Let's call it a scarf. Or call it a cloth. Cloth shemitzavaro on your neck. So we think it's a scarf. Scarf is begging, of course, keeps you warm. So look what Rabbi Rashi says. Nechshav and of kufchav. Vutluyim rashav lefanav. The heads of the sudar is hanging before him. Lekaneach bo piveinav. It's like a
napkin.
It's a handkerchief. He wipes his mouth and his eyes. That's what he wears this sugar for. The Kabbalist Rashi. He's right, Rabbi Rashi. If Ikal Visha would keep warm, Rashi must be mentioning it, that it hangs in front, that he wipes his eyes and his mouth. The Mikra Lechima, he meant a scarf. It would be a scarf. So who cares if it's hanging down? So when Rashi says, you wipe your eyes and your mouth, and the first Ikal Visha Latash is there. Since it's on his neck, Now I would say this is not a good raya to a watch. Is it Sarah Haguf? Remember we said Rabbi says Smara that Sarah Haguf is called.
Sorry. I just mentioned to you that in the days before tissues, all the people used to come to shul with their handkerchiefs around their neck.
On the neck.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. It's around the neck, right? Correct. So right now we have boxes of tissues in the shul.
Right.
In days, many decades ago, people used to wear handkerchiefs around the neck. So, but so Rabbi Moshe is saying same thing with a watch, except Lanius died is a very, very big distinction because this thing serves the guf. It's serving a purpose for the guf, to wipe my eyes, to wipe my mouth. But the watch is serving no tachas for the guf, just telling me the time. It's just to inform me about the time. The chayr, it's not a good raya. So Moshe is saying, just like this sudur that you use to clean your mouth and your eyes, it's considered a levisha. So Moshe tells, if it's on your body, it's called a levisha. The watch that he's wearing mamish on his wrist, levisha sheish lahatir, mimatif, afshik levisha letashmish. I'm wearing it to tell time, but since you're wearing it on your guf, it's called a malbish. Now we'll discuss. We'll talk more about the tabashi shul achosim. And now Rav Moshe says, "Kamakam afsh times a limchos beilah shenosim masovah." See, they didn't rely on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says a reason. He makes exera. He says, "A limchos beilah shenosim shulavosh shayilam mamish." Not the pocket watch. Not the watch hanging from your breast. Shulavosh shayilam mamish. Roy lachal b'mtayr of yeshamayim shol shibshabes. Why? Because kidei shloyovel akel b'choshav. Rav Moshe does this a lot in the Shabbos. He makes his own zeres. If you're going to wear a watch, people wear a wristwatch. Shovel akel b'shol mzel abish alaksinus to wear it on there. So Moshe tells his students, don't wear a watch because people make a mistake. So when I was in yeshiva, when we were learning this sugya in yeshiva, I thought it was very, very shvet. If something's not a tachshit, just because you're wearing it on your body, but we're going to have a ride. We're going to have a ride to Rav Moshe from a Mishnah Berura. We'll see shortly. Have a ride from Rav Moshe to Rav Moshe Shiva. It's something you wear on your body, mamash, but it's not a tachshit. No, but so we'll discuss it. We'll see if we have a ride. We'll see if the ride is to Rav Moshe. So what's the chiddush? It's an awesome chiddush. It's not a tachshit. Ani akotin, I would say that the chadavah shel achosim is a tachshit for a man. Now, I'll tell you why I think so. I'll tell you why I'll bring you a raya to tachshit. I want to bring you a raya from the sugya. Achlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Shabbos that we had in the daf very recently. Remember we had the sugya v'chilufa b'anoshim. We had the chadavah shel achosim. A woman is a woman, Mishnah Samech Beis. A woman can't go out with a tabashi shel achosim, and if she goes out, she's chayav eschatis. Chayav eschatis. It's called derech hotzah. Mamay asks, why is it called derech hotzah? Tabashi shel achosim. Women don't wear it. Mamay says, it's called derech hotzah. But it's chayav. Mamay says, I'm an ulav chilufin be'ish. I am man, it's the opposite. So Rabbeinu Tam learns, remember the three word, Rabbeinu Tam learns the chilufim beish means that if a man wears a tabas, sheyesh ein olech choysen, he's chayev. Only going on chayev. But if a man, what are you going to say? A man wears a tabas, sheyesh olech choysen. Is it asid rabbanim? Rashi learns it. Rashi learns a man that wears a tabas, the chilufim beish. If you learn chilufim beish, kipshuta like Rashi, then that's only going on the da'raisa. You know, daf, you probably learned chilufim beish like Rashi. Look at Rashi, Chiluf Mish, first Rashi in the Gemara. Atabasko, Rashi Shalach Chosin, Em Yotza Pater. Rashi says if a man, not like Rabbeinu Tam, if a man was a Tabas, Shei Shalach Chosin, Em Yotza Pater. In Eilach Chosin Yotza Chatz. Why is he Yotza Pater? Why is a man that wears a Tabas, is he Asad Rabba? It's a very odd question. Rashi learns Chiluf Mish means if a man goes out with a Tabas, Shei Shalach Chosin, it's Asad Rabba. So you're going to say, well, he's going to show his friend his beautiful Tabas. Just like a woman.
Men don't do it.
Men, you know, men don't take off their look at this beautiful tie clip. No, men don't do that. It's only women. So one shot, the simple shot is that men also do it. I'm just saying it's a right, it's a tachshit. They only do it by tachshitin. Love dafka. And a guy could show it. Got a petite Philippe Tatik watch. So he shows his buddies in yeshiva. Look at this petite Philippe watch.
Patek Philippe.
Patek Philippe.
Patek, I'm sorry. Patek Philippe watch. I once had one in my house. It was a breakup of a shidduch, and I was in charge of the watch. I was so scared. I couldn't sleep that night. I had one in my house. So
people who are collectors, that's the most valuable watch you could collect.
That's correct. It's one for $1.5 million on the market. I saw yesterday.
Some achrayim say like this. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought this debate. If by men, it's us and tachshitin, so go to Rashi. It looks like that by men, you say tachshitin, us and rabbanon, because you may take it off. Men don't do that. So I noticed some poskim they say, it's like a low plug of women. That's for women, a tachshit. So we make the same zera by man, like a low plug. Since by women, it's asid, and they show it, so they asid by men. But the chur, that's only a tachshit. The chur, that low plug, is by women, is a tachshit. So by men, by tachshitim, some say it's only something that nature is a tachshit by women, like tabars. The tabars is a tachshit by women. So with a chosim, without a chosim, so the guys are eaten by a man. But the chur, the zera is only because it's a tachshit. That's what I'm arguing. Even if you say that men don't do it. But since women do it, they ask it by men. But l'chor, that zeir is only like tachshit, by tachshit. So I'm bringing a little raya. To me, it's a shtickle raya. Mm-hmm. A chosim for a man, but a chosim is a tachshit. So let's look, Rabbi Sai. So the Gibra Majid's trivial. I want to study with the Olam, a little Mishtabur, a little Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to go back. How are we going to do this? This we need an engineer, maybe. How are we going to do this?
So why can a woman wear a tachshit on Shabbos?
Oh, why not? Okay.
Why can a woman wear a tachshit on Shabbos?
So we're going to learn that in Shulchan. The question is why it should be us or...
Yeah, maybe she'll take it off and show it.
Yeah, so we'll see that in Shulchan. Okay, that's... we'll do backwards a little bit. We're going to go back. Because we're going to learn about that. We spoke about in the Shir, why women are makel, the three atayim, we have in Taisfitz. We're going to study that in Shulchan. But first I want to talk about the things in the ear. Women wear things in the ear so the hole shouldn't close up. So why is that mutter? It's not a tashit. If it's colored, it's usher. She may take it off to show her friends and carry it in the street. But she's allowed to put a string in her ear to stop the skin from closing. So why is it mutter? So look at the Mishnah Berurah says in Samach Tes. She's at the top of the daf. I'm 184. So she used to want a coven. No spend kisamin. Little twigs. Mutter lets spend. When there was some chutin both in the coven. Remember we had that the chutin in the ear is mutter. So she mutter lets spend. The main on tzvuin. They're not colored. If they're colored, they're pretty. So she'll take it off and show her friend. But if it's just a chut, a plain chut, it's mutter. It's not the Mishnah Berurah. Look at that pithy Mishnah Berurah, Isamach Tes. The Urcha Ba'achi V'la Masach. It's Urcha Ba'achi. It's Urcha Ba'achi, so it's not a masach. The fact that it's Urcha, it's not a masach. Rashi says that in Shabbat. Mishnah Berurah quotes it. So you say, well, maybe that's a watch also. See, Ramosha doesn't quote the screens in the ear. This is serving, so Mishnah Berurah says, Urcha Ba'achi V'la Masach. Just not a masach because it's Urcha.
But it also serves the body, doesn't it?
Oh, so with my svara, if you can say svara tzarcha guf, like I wanted to say with the sudar, with the shawl around the neck, it serves the body. So I was thinking, yeah, this at least serves the tzarcha the body. But notice the Mishnah doesn't say that. And maybe he means
that's part of it.
So maybe a Moshe can learn, like you're wearing it on your body, and it's urcha, so it's not a masri. That's all the Mishnah Berurah says. The urcha ba'achi, v'la'am masri. It always bothered me a little bit. Zav shebekisa. Remember when we quoted and enticed some about the days in the first time, and often days of Shebekisa. It's too late, Tinof is a masr. If you're wearing something that's safe from your clothing, or maybe in your body, you want to simply get out your body. If you have to get dirty, it's a masr. So it's urchibachi. Then we wanted to say it's urchibachi. But you know, so if you're wearing it on your body, the zav shebeki says wearing it on his body. So why don't you say, what do you mean it's a masa? It's not a tachshit. Maybe it's not a beggar, but he's wearing it on his body. Anything that's urche, unless you say a zav is not a normal thing, so you can't call it urche. A zav doesn't happen all the time.
But even if it happened during the week, he would also wear it.
Right, right.
So, I mean, he doesn't have to wear it all the time.
Why isn't this the head to extreme?
Especially on Shabbos to carry it. He wears it all the time, so it's a beggar.
Here we found a Mishnah Berurah that says that something when you wear on your body that's urche, it's not a masa. So the chayrid, Moshe could have put this for a raya. Here we have something, it's not a tachshit. It's a twig or string, not a colored string, no tachshit. And Mishnah Berurah brings from Rashi, it's urchabachim la masa. So I would argue it's a tzarech haguf. It's a tikkun haguf, keeping that hole there is a tzarech haguf. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that, unless he means it's urchibachi and it's a tzarech haguf. Because it is a tzarech haguf, the Mishnah Berurah maybe doesn't have to say that. So I don't know if this is a right to Rav Moshe or not. It's a little remains unclear.
I don't know if you would call this Lavisha. Is he called it Lavisha? Is it called Lavisha because you put something through the air? So that's why he has to use the Svarav Urchibachi. It's not in the classic case of Lavisha.
Why is it different than a watch?
Because it's there for a purpose. It's there for a specific purpose. It's not really Lavisha. I don't know.
Yeah, but the scarf that you're using to wipe your eyes and your mouth.
That's definitely the back Lavisha.
How is it different than we said about putting a cotton in the ear? Which was allowed.
Cotton in the ear is allowed. So what's the answer for that? What is the answer for that? Why isn't that called carrying, you mean?
Yeah, so we said it was allowed. The Gemara said, yes.
Right. Moshe ba'azma is mutter. So Moshe says it's not a chitzis, it should be also, she'll take it out to go to the mikveh. That's Rav Moshe's chesed. But Lachara, so why isn't the cotton in the ear? So you say to keep the body clean, so that soya soizen, so the stuff coming from the ear should be caught in there. So we were misupik to keep the body clean. Remember Rashi said by Dab Neda, Taisa says it's going to hurt. Rashi learns the Maich Nidhi Dosa, so clothing shouldn't get dirty. So Taisa tries, mistake.
It's on the hairs.
Is also, so Taisa says it'll dry in the body and it'll hurt. Because that's sar. Why didn't Taisa say to keep the body clean? So I thought, well, maybe Taisa says keeping the body clean is also a tzuliti. We were misupik, I don't know your daf, how you learn. We were misupik, if keeping the body clean is called a tzuliti. Tzuliti is only to keep the clothing clean. So if you hold even keeping the body clean is a tzuletinov, so what's the heter of the ear? Keeping the moch in the ear? Maybe it causes sar, maybe if that stuff leaks, it causes sar. Yeah, the moch in the ozen. I mean that's a good raya. That's also needs heal. The moch sheva ozna is mutter, let's say
You know, a lot of people put it because they have pain in the ear.
Well, that's medicine. That's like medicine. If you have pain, so you're right, maybe that could be called like medicine. Like the things in Evan Tekuma. And the Sif Chavdalim, you're looking at it, Yosef Evan Tekuma, a woman can wear a stone that stops her from miscarrying. And that's like medicine. Okay, Rabbi Yosef. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. I mentioned the Machlokes we showed in this morning. See, women, the Yisrael of the sixth parak was, Bnei Isha, that women can't wear jewelry in Midrabana, even though it's a Tachshin. Tachshin is mutter. But Midrabana, you can't wear it, she may take it off and show it to her friend. The friend should take it off and carry it. That's why there's an Issa Tachshin. So it says in Shulchan Aruch on top line, so it's like Bel Shusharab, whenever it's also Bel Shusharab, it says Bel Chashen Murevis. Now we're learning now that all the Tachshit, that you can't go to Shusharab, you can't go to a Chashen Murevis. This is a Machlokes Amaran Rav and Matsasan, something Ben Sasa. This is a Machlokes in the Gemara. It's a Machlokes we shine out of Paskin. So the Rambam Paskins that we only allow two Tachshitim in a Chashen Murevis. A Chashen which doesn't have a Chashen. Chutz, it's full of pain. This is one opinion in the Gemara. But it's cool of Peah Nachris. The kippah she wears on the hatichel. I do Kliya Seir. The Peah Nachris is not a wig. It's Kliya Seir. She calls it Sok Seir to make her hair look thicker. The Eishom is a sheet. We showing him the Choshas is feel the bias asa. If it's asa, let's say so. The things that Chachamim asked to go in the street, I feel the bias asa. You know, it's the Ramban Shita, the Rashba Shita, and the Mordechai Shita. This Eishomrim is not some. You're looking at Beragoyla. This Eishomrim. Giant chiddush that not like Tosfos that whenever they ask a tachshitim, not only can wear it in the street, they even ask it to wear it in the house. A little raya, a small raya to the sheet is shlotiskan al baila. They were matter shlotiskan al baila. I remember when I brought that other bin basar shlotiskan al baila.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
No, that wasn't this thing though. This I'm sorry. We got to begin al baila. I'm sorry. So the bar brings that for the heter of full and paying nachris. But if you can wear it in the house, why is that chashash felt she's got on baila? That was my time. So the Rash Pataka holds and the Ramban and others, the things, the tachshit, and you can't wear in the street, you can't even wear in the house. The Eish Omer, Chabad brings it. All the things, second line from the top. Not even a chutz with an eruv. Except chutz with an eruv. So that's the shita. There's a very big.
What would be the reason? In the house, what's the reason?
Maybe we should wear it in the street. They're a low plug. They'll be a low plug. Even in the house, you're not afraid to carry it. There's a taisis is. There it is. The asa tachshita means if you wear it in the house, you're liable to wear it in the street. Some say, oh, this is machlokes in the Gemara. This is Rabbani bar Sasa. That's Taisha Shita that we paskin. See, the two debates here. We paskin like Rabbani bar Sasa. Some people say, every takshit, not all kful and peyanach. Remember, it's not like the mention about Rabbi Yishmael, shekol mutas b'chatz afil einu revis. Not only kful and peyanach. Either the Mishnah says all kful and peyanach. The Rabbani bar Sasa is going like Rabbi Yishmael, not like the Mishnah. So now, like, in the shady done. Ah, unzavai. What's the pshat in the meaning? The Shulchan Aruch says women did not garish the whole sixth parak. They're wearing all their ornaments on Shabbos. So we had this in Tosfos. We discussed this. Let's look at the Shulchan. They show me the Medina Asurus, Medina Tasurus. And the Shekem Shlo Yishmohu, they won't listen to us. Tosfos, that was Tosfos' last parents. Who do you show this to me? They're really Asa. But you know, it's only a Drabana. It's not a Daraisa. And you know, the Gemara says in Beit Sadav Laman, even Daraisa. It's not Mefurish Bakra. He's saying, who do you show you my amazing? So don't protest. They're not going to listen anyway. So then that's the heter. That's Taisus' third heter and daf. Some about the Beza, whatever it was that Taisus said. Okay. Yes, shalom the lens chus. Some people lam the chus. That's not the heter. Lam the lens chus. Jehei nogus ken. Abisfar achreinish chikasav. Ah. Lo asu latzeis bedachshin. Bechatz on shein muradis. They didn't ask. Remember going like Avani Basasa. That you can wear im chatz on shein muradis. Not only the kvul and the penalties. All tachshitin you can wear in a chatz on shein muradis. And today we don't have Rishus Rabin. Our Rishus Rabin is like a Chutz Shenim Rabin. It's a Kabbalist. Ahash, that's Rishus Anvamor. And now we don't have Rishus Anvamor. How they call Rishus Anvamor? The Kabbalist. The Chutz Shenim Rabin is a Mut. Now I have to explain to you why this is so. A Kabbalist is more, Taisa says, a Kabbalist is more Chamor than a Chutz Shenim Rabin. Kabbalist is Rishus Rabin Rabban. Chutz Shenim Rabin said, Chatzeris, that's it's a light Issa. So Chai says, you can't compare the heter of Kamalist when the Mar says it's mutter in a chutz of Shenim Rebis. The Mar doesn't mean it's mutter in a Kamalist. So how can this sheet to say that today, when Rav Rishus Rabbi, it's only a Kamalist, so it's like a chutz of Shenim Rebis, it's mutter. Chai Tais says, a Kamalist is more chamer than a chutz of Shenim Rebis. So Tais says, answer, in this pshat, it's normally a Kamalist is more chamer. Because if you carry a Kamalist, you'll come to carry Rishus Rabbi. But today that we have no Rishus Rabbi, today that there is no such thing as a Shem, so it ceased to be so chamer. Since there's no Rishus Rabbi today, so that's what they're saying. So we make a little comments. Hi, comments is more chutz shem rabbis. That's only when there is a rishus rabbim. Since there's no rishus rabbim today, so we treat a kamalist like a chutz shem rabbis, and that's the head.
They live in big cities. Some of these gedolim lived in the biggest city.
It's so funny.
In Europe,
I never understood. See, it's machlokes shem. Today there's no rishus rabbim. In those days there was 600,000 people. And Varsha isn't big enough. Varsha didn't have 600,000 people. The biggest cities in Europe, they didn't have 600,000 people walking through the street every day. The machabes says you need. No. It's a steer in Mechabes if we pass it. Taisis in Shabbos, we just had it. We had Taisis. And we had it in Rashi in the beginning of Shabbos. Says, Rosh Hashanah, you need 600,000. But some Yishanim argue, you don't need 600,000. See, 16 amos wide is a good amount. But 600,000 people is a machlok is Rishon. So the steer is in Mechabes. One place he says there's no Rosh Hashanah today, one place not. The Bi'ar Loch is a steer in Mechabes. So let's look at another heter in Mamah. Today, in those days, they only wore tachshitim and Shabbos. So they meet their friend on Shabbos, look what I got. Yosim ha-bechol. They wear it all week.
So the problem is going to be, is if your watch stops working, is it still considered a watch?
So according to Mishnah Berurah, you mean it's on your hand. So even if
it's a quartz watch and it stops, the battery stops.
So according to Rav Moshe, you're wearing a watch, it's not a tachshit. So is it only mutter because is the thing that's moderate? The thing that's moderate, it's rajam, shiach. Like the Mishnah Berurah said, the other Mishnah Berurah, since he does it all the time, it's called a beged. But you argue, if it's not going, people don't wear watches. So if it's going, it's like a tabachi and a chosen for a man. You only wear it when it's going. If it's not going, even like Rav Moshe says, it's a malbush because he's wearing it on the body. It's only, like Mishnah Berurah says, l'chayra, he says, because it's like Rav Moshe says, because it's malbush, it's derech malbush. You know what, Mishnah Berurah, I mentioned in the daf, today should not be blow shelf on Shabbos. The whole Zera is maybe a carry Rishus Rabbim. If there's no Rishus Rabbim today, look at the Bialach, you won't believe it. The lower left-hand corner, the bottom of the deviation, the ayah, the shita zil, that this Zera fell off. The Chachamim made a Zera because you may carry Rishus Rabbim. And today, we're going to have a shabbat. So, let me talk him shabbat is my name. Kim the lecker, which is a rabbi. Does that mean it? See, the Mishnah is saying, but Chachamim made a gzeir. Doesn't apply today because we're not Rosh Hashanah. So you should be like the blood of Shofan Shabbos. They made a gzeir, you may carry it in Rosh Hashanah, and now it doesn't apply today.
Sometimes when you make a gzeir, you can't take away the gzeir anymore.
But this is it.
But this, I see Tosfos did it, but they don't always do it. And it's yeah, like I pointed out to you, Yerushalmi has a separate Rosh altogether.
So yeah, okay. But the Bible doesn't go that way. Okay. Yerushalmi has a Rosh. It's a Havamim of the Bible.
I thought when you give a reason for the gzeir, then you could abolish it, but the reason doesn't apply.
So usually not. That's it. Some people want to say, you're allowed to take medicine today because nobody grinds medicine. Some people want to say that. I say, the main exerer, you can't just be matter because we don't grind medicine.
You look also, and I say, there might be a Rosh Hashanah. There's no guarantee that there's not going to be a Rosh Hashanah.
So it's a machlokes.
Today, for example, there is a Rosh Hashanah. You go to Manhattan, you'll find 600,000 people on the street, except now because of the virus.
Okay, now it's going to end. Okay. So the new heter for Takshitim is because women don't take it off and show their friends today. The Ramah said. Ramah answers, women today, they wear Takshitim all week. They only wear it on Shabbos. So the truth is, your wife, a lot of women have Shabbos. But she wears on Shabbos, I imagine. But in Ramah's time in Krakow, they said women wore during the week the same Takshitim, so they're not going to take it off and show their friends on Shabbos. But again, that's a big heter because they made a Gzeira. Who cares if it doesn't apply today? You're right, Ramah said. I think it's so important for women to wear Takshitim, so we'll look for any.
Combine all the reasons together.
Now, Machab is something, says something very important. So don't think a woman today can wear tabashi shalchem, something chayiv in the Mishnah. We're not matter today. But Machab is saying we're only nakel on the things that are exera. Tabashi shalchem. A similar thing being with a seal for a woman. And you chayiv in the time of the Mishnah. So you're still chayiv today. Kamalis is also. It's not as a exera. That's carrying. Sheil chosim leish. It's not more chayiv chatas. Because it's also a divan. Now, Yesh Mishan, some say, see, the Gemara says men don't wear rings, but you know that men wear rings. You go out on the street. Men used to only wear rings with a seal on. Some say, Mishari, it's a takshit, and it's mata. Takshit, Mishari. That's what some say. See, that's the question. If like women in his day, women wear rings with seals also. So just men, today it's a tachshit. These things can change. The Gemara says it's not a tachshit. Today it became a tachshit. So l'chayra, that's not changing the din. Mitzvah changes the halacha. It's not a tachshit. The Gemara doesn't have to be, see, because they learn it's beyond social norms. See, the risk is they think if the Gemara says something, you can't say like the Mitzvah changed. That's that old machlokes I always share with the the rabbi, a modern rabbi, said today there's no gzeira of Tav Lames of Tav Tandur. Women are not marry anybody. Today it's not that way. So Rosh Shiva, Yitzchak Chana said sapikursis to say that some sociological thing changed. If the Gemara says it, it has to be a fact forever. So I brought so many riots, not that way. Here it is, right here. Things can change. Then it was a takshit, now it is a takshit. Women were that way then, now they're not that way today, just like the women showing off their rings.
Why do we have 2 days yantav in Chutz La'aretz today if there's no more?
Binyan Gavusei to be a day.
Ah, so we can't change it.
It's a minute. Binyan Gavusei to be a day. He wants to change a minute. Why don't we listen to music in Spin? He listened to music tonight, Rabbi Yisai. So if you saw my email, see, the three shittas, Ramon, the Shulchan Aruch, and El Arab. The Sfarim, they go like Machaba, you can't do haircuts and shave to Lamed Dalet. Don't say what tonight is, Rabbi, it's going to be a problem. If you say it, you can't have it. So don't say what it is tonight, then you won't be able to make a brach. But according to Machaba, you can't take a haircut or shave to Lamed Dalet. Ramon says, you do it by day. You do it by day. Ramon says, you do it by day. Mishnah brings the other Rabbi, starting haircuts. Shaving, it's better to wait till tomorrow. As I look the way I look, it's better to wait till tomorrow. I mean, it's a shame.
Where are you going to go tomorrow?
To the Rebbetzin. She hasn't given me a haircut in 3 decades, but she's going to have to relearn. So tonight, El Rabbi. So I said, if it's difficult to wait till tomorrow, let's only have someone tonight to do it. Tomorrow you won't have time. You can do it tonight. Music, I got music. Sidim, they're all, I saw the computer on my own. three groups of 50 people singing and dancing with bands. So Feistler's music is not tonight, but Chassidim are very maker. The Hablakas, the singing and dancing tonight, the Chassidim are maker. So I said that since the Isra of music doesn't say anywhere, so Minog doesn't say anything. So you can be maker music tonight. You can go like the Chassidim, you can be maker, listen to music. I used to pass it not that way when I was maybe a little more frum. So I said, no, you got to wait till tomorrow. It's just a Yom Kikulo. But my news deity and music, especially those.
Did you say only music for Lag Boimer, to celebrate Lag Boimer?
Only Bar Yochoi, na 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 na. You mean that?
I think I just said it. Though.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I didn't say today. If you don't say today.
Right. You just say the number, and you have to rely on the rabbi. The number doesn't mean anything. Okay, so it's surprising that Mechaber doesn't say our women are chashuvas, and Mashim chashuvas don't take it off the show. I don't know if we paskin like that, man. See, there was a man in the Gemara that this thing doesn't apply by Mashim chashuvas. I think we don't paskin like that, man. Okay, so that's Lag BaOmer, and we got the Shulchan Aruch.
You just said it too, so be careful. You just said it.
Yeah, I just said the word, right? I said the number. Okay, it's hard to avoid saying it. I spoke about it. What about? Yeah, I wanted to look at this one. The Parperis. You know that Parperis? So here, it's in Shin Gimel Chav Beis. Parperis. Let's look at Parperis a little bit.
What's the reason you can't do things the night before? Why do you have to wait till the next day to start doing
things? Good question. See, the Mason, according to the Shita, that they stopped dying on that day. So yeah, me mix the Sayom Kekula. See, Bashi, you say it's a celebration because the Misa stopped. But you need mixed Sayom Kekula. At night, you don't say mixed Sayom Kekula. According to most Rishayim. So now I found it. 184. Parperis. Sifrat Beis. That's why it's the mixed Sayom Kekula was in the morning. I noticed the Mechaber says sunrise. Sunrise. Now you have to have Melashach. Shulchan Aruch says, Rama says, sunrise. Sunrise, you have to wait till sunrise. It's usually things matter by day, it's only after sunrise. We don't matter it till sunrise. So we could be asked, sunrise is getting very early, until sunrise. Going to Rama, you have to wait till sunrise, not even the morning. So you should take Rama. Again, as I say, you can make it tonight, that's the Eli Rabba. Some Ramoshit is not till sunrise. Now, Paparis, remember what Paparis is? A woman puts a stone in her coat, and she wraps it in the garment, and she ties around the stone. It's like she loops a cord. She has a garment to close the garment. On one side is a string, and she ties it around the stone. So Rashi said, the Mechaber says, her peris b'shabbos, ala egois, ala even, and egois, and even, she yichadito l'kach, set it aside. Now, how long do you have to set it aside? Why is the stone muktzah? Remember we had the murder, the matbeis muktzah. You can't do it on Shabbos, you can't do it on matbeis muktzah. Why is it the even muktzah? She was yichadito l'kach. So Mishnah says a fascinating thing. I mean, any stone you take, you set aside just for one Shabbos to use as a hook, you know, use as a something to wrap the string around. It's not muktzah. He says if it's a round stone, so it's normal to use. You only need it for one yichud for one Shabbos. If it's a kind of stone that's not normal, you need yichud forever. How much yichud do you need? She chad it alaka. Biotis ba. On my beya and a coin, also lifrif b'Shabbos. On my beya, you can't do it. It's muktzah the coin, unless you set aside forever. If you take a coin and say, this coin I'm never going to use, I'm going to only use it as a papyrus on my clothing, then it's not muktzah. Doesn't help yichud. But I think if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it says, Mahani bo yichud, hangul Shabbos achas. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah, now it says, it doesn't help yichud for one Shabbos. It helps yichud. As I state. Well, let's go back to Mechaber. So Mechaber says, now remember we had a shayla about the Maharama? Remember the Shailim of Harama? If you want to bring your child an egos, can you put it in your garment and use it as a trick to carry the egos to your child? Remember the Gemara's Psak? Take him. Should we go to Kula Lachumra? So Mechaber Paskins, in my said, Tzvichalosi, egos of not Pippa Allah. El Tzia, in Lushus Arabin, Asar, if it's Lushus Arabin, we're Machmir. I'm assuming now that it's Lushus Arabin. If it's Lushus Arabin, so it's Asar. Why? Because it's a Shailim in the Gemara. So, it's not really carrying, you're using it as a button, as a like a hook, you're using it to tie on your garment. But it looks bad, so it's haram. It looks like haram. It is haram. It looks like you're playing games. She's bringing the nut on child. So would that be the handkerchief? So he says the old days, they put a handkerchief around their necks to wear to shul. It's not haram. Is the handkerchief better? I mean, the olim used to do it half a century ago. Used to put the handkerchief around their necks to make it like a scarf. So everyone knows they're wearing it, they're not wearing it for a scarf, they're wearing it to use in shul. So that wouldn't be the same haram as this tzvi.
This is tired also. This is actually tired.
This also is tired. This is also tired. Yes. But that doesn't make it not haram. It looks like you're carrying a handkerchief to shul. So it looks like haram. I don't know how you done with the matter. I know about the minute. I've seen it. I was a kid. But I don't know if it's mutter. Remember the Evan Tacoma, the stone that she wore, Evan Yedua, stone, she, Halisha Lo Tapi. She has the stone and she won't Chas V'Shalom miscarry. So it's mutter. So why is it mutter?
Well, it's really Derech Chavisha. I mean, this is really Derech Chavisha, but the scarves are worn that way.
No, okay. Not a scarf. You're to bet the scarf. Now let's go. We go into the Evan Tacoma. Stiff Ayin Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. Evan Tacoma, he says, Hainuma. That's the thing you wait next to it. So it's mutter. So why? Why is it mutter? Because yesh lo school azul. Atam b'chozel la'hater shum kekmi amumcha medicine. It's kekmi amumcha to try to test the thing, this stone, this magic stone. Stops winning from miscarrying. So it's the heter is.
Kamiya
Mumcha. It's a Kamiya Mumcha. It's like wearing medicine. Why is it Kamiya Mumcha Mutter? Why is it Mutter? What's the heter? Tzarech HaGuf. Again, it's Tzarech HaGuf. Why is it Mutter to wear Kamiya Mumcha? It's medicine. So why is it carrying? I'm carrying medicine around my neck. Why is it Mutter? Not Derech Levisha. It's not a Tachshit. So why is it Kamiya Mumcha Mutter? The Tzarech HaGuf. Is that the heter? Is it Tzarech HaGuf? Or just it's the derech, like we said with the strings. It's the derech, so it's mutter if you wear it on your body. But sometimes a kamiya mumcha you don't even wear on your body. See, Rav Moshe's heter was when it's on your body, mamish. A kamiya mumcha is not always on your body. Yet it's okay, Rabbi Sai. So we went through a few sugyas of the sixth perek, trying to figure out what's a malbush, what's a beged, what's mutter to wear on your body when you're not serving purpose of clothing or takshit. Rav Moshe was matter watches, Rav Moshe bar Araya from a tabashi shlach chosim. We said, it's not a raya. We argued it's a takshit. Myshel, it's not a takshit. So that was the shiur tonight. We discussed the heterim, three heterim, the mechaber. One heter was mutiv sheshogigim. The other heter was we don't have a rishus arab today. And the Rambam says, we wear it during the week, so nobody's showing on Shabbos. We wear it during the week, so there's no gzeira. Remember that interesting kasha, the bi'alacha should be allowed to blow shofar today. We're taking off the old gzeiras because there's no rishus arab today, so you'd be allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah. Or you make the prayer, maybe you carry the shofar.
Is there a pasuk that says tachshit is good? How do we know tachshit is good on Shabbos? It's not called carrying.
Yeah, but not a pasuk.
I mean, it's not a beged, so...
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.